I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is going to be in terms of any unfrozen assets or sanctions relief, what's called pay for performance. There will not be upfront cash, so to speak, that we saw in the Obama deal and the JCPOA with literally pallets of cash because the Iranian banking system was dysfunctional being flown in. So that's an important difference. And then secondarily, this is all about verification. And there were huge gaps in the JCPOA and the Obama nuclear deal in terms of actually verifying what we know the Iranians have tended to cheat on in the past. There were not any time, anywhere inspections of their facilities. The Iranians could delay things. They could choose which list of inspectors they accepted or not. And most importantly, the Iranians could classify sites as military sites that were then off limits. That's like having, a criminal on parole telling the parole officer, you can't check this bedroom or that bedroom, or you can only check the trunk of my car, and I'll dictate to you when you could come.
That is pretty clear, isn't it? That's not hard to understand. That's our U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Michael Waltz, talking about dealing with Iran and this new deal we're trying to get signed off officially Friday. Now, the word has come through Trump that, or some sources, let me correct that. I don't know the fact that he's actually said it, but that the deal basically is signed. Well, it's not official until Friday. And until that time, there are a lot of things that could happen. But one thing Michael Waltz was pointing out, the thing that stands out against the Obama deal, which Obama still thinks was the best deal ever. And I'm looking at some of the leftist coverage saying the deal that Obama worked out took months and years to come together. And now Trump has done this in this matter of days. Obviously, it can't be any good. The Obama deal wasn't any good either. There were no ways to get in and inspect Iranian nuclear facilities, as you were hearing our UN ambassador point out, without prior notice. And on top of that, there were some areas you were not going to be allowed in anyway because they were military sites. Now, you know damn well every Iranian nuclear site was considered a military site. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Here we are on June 15, 2025. With Larry Connors, USA, you get news, analysis, commentary, and education. Every hour. And in fact, when you finish each hour, you're going to walk away with more knowledge and information you had when we began. You doubt me? I'm giving you a chance to question it, write it down, stay with notes, and we'll have everything there for you at the end. You'll realize, I didn't know that. I didn't have that kind of information. By the way, here's something for you to put on your calendar for Friday, June 26th. Friday, June 26th, we're having a fifth birthday party for our listeners. News Talk STL, on the air 5 years, and look at what we have accomplished. With your help, by the way. So we're throwing a birthday party in Colleyville, June 26th, Friday, at Frankie Martin's Garden in Colleyville. Our pavilion will open at 6, the party officially from 7 to 10. It's going to be a great band. A lot of fun. Many of us are going to be out there. I encourage you to join us. Come up and say hello. I'm not planning on talking any politics that night of any nature. We're going to just have some fun. Hope you can make it. Later in this hour, they lied and covered up information they had about the dangers of the COVID vaccine. No surprise there. But now data is surfacing that proves how dangerous it could have been and was for some. Now, I had both vaccines and a booster, still got COVID each time, and to my knowledge, I don't think it's harmed me. But I know others are having what you might call long-haul COVID. They continue to have various symptoms bothering them. That'll be coming up later in this hour. And before we go to our first break, the Democrats continue to support their favorite Nazi. Yeah, the Dems, who are all about calling Trump a Nazi, they have their own Nazi, and they continue to surround him and protect him. You could ask why, but we know the answer. Their thirst for power, by whatever means, and Trump derangement syndrome. All right, back to the Iran deal. Israel has Prime Minister Netanyahu not making an official statement, but the word is from inside the Israeli government, they're not that happy with it, and they haven't actually seen it, to my understanding. So they're not actually signing off on anything at this point. And I'll remind you again that this is not saying that it is a done deal. You cannot call it a done deal until they sign it, scheduled Friday. But I don't think even then you can say it's a done deal. There are layers of it. And as Walz was pointing out, they're not going to get a large amount of money immediately. They're going to have to prove it. They're going to have to prove they're doing this step and this step and that step, and incrementally. But understand, once we turn it over to them, whatever money we turn over, it's supposed to go to help their people. The fear is that they're going to continue to use it to fund their terrorist organizations. Once again, our U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Ambassador Walz.
And this is where diplomacy can be so effective with this president. The Chinese have expressed immense frustration at Iran's illegal attempts to toll shipping, including their shipping.
Yeah.
It came up in the president's summit with Xi. It's come up in subsequent calls and in these international forums. And again, the Gulf Arabs have told the Russians, you better choose wisely here. And so far, they have not been. So this diplomatic isolation with a UN record of 143 nations saying what Iran is doing and trying to hold the global economy is illegal. It's in violation of international law, and they won't stand for it, I think has been an incredibly important piece to keeping Iran isolated and saying, you need to live up to your commitments in the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and elsewhere to never have a nuke. And not only, you know, have they threatened to use it, one, they could hand it to their terrorist proxies, two, and the entire region would explode in a nuclear arms race. This is why this president's stand now is so critical for future generations and for global stability.
And I do believe that the knowing that the snake is still the snake in Iran has Israel not sure about this deal. And maybe Middle East nations around the area that have been attacked by Iran. But it is a start. And yet over the weekend, former President Obama said, I just don't think it's going to work.
It is doubtful that any agreement that arises is going to be significantly different or a significant improvement from the deal that we had in the first place and had worked for a long stretch of time before we, the United States, pulled out of it. So I'm hopeful that bombing stops and ordinary people are no longer suffering as a consequence of the war.
I would hope so, too. And this might be the one time I would have to agree with Obama. I have doubts. I have doubts that this is going to hold. oil prices and the stock market took a big jump today. I don't say oil prices went up. They actually dropped. But the word from the leftist media is they're not going to fall like a rock. They're going to float like a feather. They'll come down slowly. And if the embargoes go back into place, they'll be going back up. But Trump has said we're going to lift the blockade. We're moving our naval forces back. Obama had also said, and here's why I will disagree with him, on one hand. He said, we cannot bully or bomb our way to a solution. Well, we've been trying to avoid that. And again, he wants to insist that what he did with Iran was a good deal. And it was not a good deal. But he wanted anything to add to his legacy. Indiana Republican Senator Banks.
I have full trust in the president. I'm very proud of President Trump. Every step of the way, he's projected strength. He's brought Iran to the table. We now know that this deal is close. Until we see the deal and hear from President Trump directly about what the deal is, we should discount all of the fake news media reports from anonymous sources about it until President Trump talks about it. But I'm very proud of President Trump. He's each and every step of the way, he's made it very clear he's not going to take a bad deal. We are where we are today because of Obama's Iran nuclear deal and Joe Biden trying to appease Iran rather than be tough on them. And President Trump has been very tough on them. And that's why we're about to see a historic deal that will bring peace to the Middle East. And America is going to be better off because of it.
I would agree with Senator Banks in many ways, but it is one of those we will have to wait and see. And I don't expect this to bring full peace forever and ever and ever to the Middle East. We're talking about centuries of hatred. And again, I'll point out to you, while Tehran is saying that we're all ready to go with the deal, Prime Minister Netanyahu not issuing an immediate statement, but other Israelis are disparaging the peace deal and said the fight is far from over. In the meantime, the leftists continue to hold their favorite Nazi. Oh, yeah, they have a favorite Nazi. They're holding him close. Why? Well, it's perplexing, and yet it's so obvious. Anything to beat Trump.
You actually campaigned with Plattner. You were a big supporter of his. You've been clear that you believe these women. So I guess two questions. One, why are you still backing him if you believe these women? And two, just to head you off at the pass, Republican Senator Jeff Flake wrote an op-ed in today's Washington Post, and he said Democrats are, quote, just wrong to think that these things, meaning Democratic legislative priorities or a check on Trump, that these things matter more than character.
Well, I do think character matters, but Graham has been pretty open that he served two tours of duty. He had post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, there are a lot of people who have post-traumatic stress disorder or serve, as you know, Jake, who don't have toxic relationships and don't make misogynistic comments. But he says that he was in a dark chapter of his life. He became an alcoholic, and there were years of acting in ways that he really regrets. And he asked for grace and redemption, and he thinks he's a changed person, a transformed person. I believe him.
That is California Congressman Ro Khanna saying, I believe Graham Plattner when he said, I was in a dark place, and that's why that explains me putting a Nazi tattoo on my body when I didn't even really know what it is. I understand asking for grace. I ask for grace all the time from God. But you must change your ways to be forgiven. And Plattner, running against Susan Collins in Maine, is basically laying out more blame, not just having PTSO, but now he's singling out someone on his prior staff.
Have you gone through, do you know what could be out there from those text messages?
You know, of course I know. I sent them years ago. I know what happened. My wife knows what happened. It was long before I ran for United States Senate, and it was earlier in our marriage. You know, the funny thing is, the only reason that story exists is because we did what we thought was the right thing. we entrusted someone on the campaign team with information about our past. We were very upfront about everything in our lives. That person then went and made up more about it and tried to get that story in the newspapers and finally got the New York Times to run it.
My view, quite honestly, my thought, yeah, they might have told this staffer about this stuff. Find us a way to protect it and cover it. That's just my opinion. But his wife has already been quoted as saying he knew it was a Nazi tattoo all these years. You buy the story you want, but I still say they're cuddling up against a man they call, or himself, he calls himself a Nazi at one point, and they've called Trump a Nazi, but they see a big difference. It is a Trump derangement syndrome. Something else that we need to pay attention to, because of what Joe Biden did in opening our borders, we talked about this numerous times, but I want to drive it home again. And the White House press secretary is making the same point.
This press conference, this announcement of an indictment against these super sponsors this week just highlighted that we are still feeling the impacts of Biden's border crisis every day. It's easy to look at the quiet border, thanks to President Trump's great work securing it, and say, okay, that problem is solved. But that's not the case. We're still dealing with the consequences and finding these missing children. And the reason these kids went unaccounted for is because the Biden administration had no vetting procedures in place. They just released these children to sponsors. They didn't do DNA checks when people claimed they were members of the same family. They didn't physically verify addresses. In many cases, they didn't even meet the sponsors in person, which is crazy. This administration has totally reversed that.
Yep. That is a deputy White House press secretary, Abigail Jackson. And again, these kids, we are still trying to find them. And reports are we've been somewhat successful.
The Trump administration coming to the rescue of unaccompanied migrant children, abandoned, abused, and exploited after they were trafficked across the southern border under President Biden. The Department of Homeland Security revealing it has located about 146,000 minors so far, most of them in sanctuary cities. And Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche wants to crack down on the human smugglers who brought many of them here.
And we need to do so. By the way, the Doctors Without Borders says it has found almost 60 allegations of abuse. 18 staff members were taking children, not treating them, but abusing them sexually. We're going to look more at the Iran deal as it's proposed. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gazoons height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gazoons height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
She wants to dance like Uma Thurman. Bury me till I confess. She wants to dance like Uma Thurman, and I can't get you out of my head.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
More than 100 days in a state of war, a deal has been reached between the United States and Iran. Overnight, President Trump posted on Truth Social saying that the deal will bring peace and security to the entire region. We still await the final text of the Memorandum of Understanding, but we do know a signing ceremony is set to take place on Friday in Geneva, Switzerland. Shortly before the agreement was announced by President Trump, the Pakistani Prime Minister thanked Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia for their roles in negotiations. Prime Minister Sharif said this today from Islamabad.
After 3 months and 16 days of horrible war, with the grace of God, Iran and America have agreed and announced ceasefire, and a complete and permanent end to military operations has been declared on all fronts, including Lebanon.
Yeah, he said including Lebanon, but that's still shaky ground. And that's probably what many in Israel are still worried about. Will Hezbollah follow what Iran says it's signing? Hezbollah is a proxy terrorist agent on behalf of Iran. If they would just simply tell them, stop, I would assume they would. Or then maybe they decided, we're going to do what we want anyway. When you have a terrorist group, you don't always have control of it. Of course, you cut off their money and their funding. That might add to more control. There are various battles inside the terrorist organizations. Just like any organized crime group, everyone wants a piece of the pie that's bigger than the other guy. And they want to be the top dog, not the one trailing the behind. Because a view never changes from that position. That's Trey Yeans pointing out about where they think they are right now. But he's also acknowledging Lebanon and what's happening with the Lebanese-Israeli border remains an issue.
Vice President J.D. Vance described to Fox News what those final moments were like before the agreement was reached. Could you take us behind the scenes of what that moment was like leading up to this deal actually being signed?
After the Israelis struck Beirut, we were very worried, and we saw a lot of evidence that the Iranians were going to launch a large number of missiles at the Israelis. With our communication with them over the course of getting to this signed peace deal, they assured us that they were not going to respond to the Israelis, and they were going to sign this agreement and get to peace. Now, of course, you always have to verify these things, Trey, and we know that there are a lot of people in the Middle East who do not want to make this deal happen.
No, that's obvious, isn't it? They don't want this deal to move forward. Brent crude has fallen to its lowest level since March 5 on this news. And as I pointed out earlier, the stock market opened with a blast today of 600 plus points immediately. Brent crude, the international benchmark, falling by about 4% to below $84 a barrel. The West Texas Intermediate, the U.S. benchmark, dropping by nearly 5% to below $81 a barrel. That's a far cry from what it had been at one point, but it's not where it was prior to all of this starting. And, of course, all it's also going to be affecting supply chains.
Well, when we really want to talk about the Democrats' credibility on keeping America safe, come on, let's laugh. During the last administration, they had open borders. They let terrorists flood this country that were still arresting every single day. And by the way, the agency that was arresting them, ICE and CBP, made sure they defunded them for 114 days, and all the Department of Homeland Security for 76 days. And so they can have all the rhetoric. Jeffries can say everything he wants to say. Reid can say what he wants to say. Schumer can say whatever they want. They had zero credibility. We know they're about defunding the police, and they're more interested, Shannon, in protecting criminals and illegals on our streets than they are about actually protecting law-abiding citizens and their constituents.
Now, that is our Department of Homeland Security Secretary talking about what we have going on inside this country while we're trying to deal with Iran. We have Democrats inside this nation serving supposedly the American people, and their credibility is shot. And they're trying to undermine anything Trump has been doing to try to bring an end to this. They're the ones who've been pushing this agenda constantly. The issue with your money. That's why I was talking about the oil a moment ago. And other supplies. And yes, with the straits being blockaded by the U.S. as they were, that was shutting off oil coming out of that part of the world, which in turn affects the rest of the supply chain. So the Democrats come rushing to you talking about an affordability issue, And they want all this linked together because they think together it will bring the demise of not just Trump, but the Republican going forward at the end of his term and the Republicans in the midterm. Do not buy into that story. Do not buy it. I'm not saying you have to trust me explicitly. I would never say that. I want you to think for yourself. But as he was saying, Democrats have no credibility. So whatever they're trying to say, question it. And to that extent, let's go back to Obama this last weekend and talking about one, as you heard, as we told you in the first segment of this hour, he thinks the deal won't last. I can't say for sure it will last, but his approach is built upon he knew best how to do it, and he had the perfect deal, and that Trump has been trying to be the bully.
And then in retrospect, it's a reminder that on a lot of difficult foreign policy problems, the notion that we can just bully our way or bomb our way to solutions may sometimes seem appealing, but the fact of the matter is that taking the time to explore diplomacy and exhaust the possibilities of coming up with deals that don't solve 100% of the problem, but solve 80-90% of the problem, while avoiding the necessity of going to war. You'd think we would have learned that lesson by now, but it seems like every so often we have to relearn that lesson again.
And you know what we did learn from you, Obama? You don't ship bundles of cash overnight in various currencies, in various denominations, into Iran, thinking they will not use it to continue to fund their terrorist proxy wars. We learned that for sure. We should have known that. And the only reason Obama sent them the money that we had taken once they had seized our U.S. embassy is he said, well, the international court will decide against us and we'll have to pay it to them. First of all, make the international court make that ruling. And then secondly, you don't have to pay it. They don't have any authority over what we pay or don't pay. Are they going to come get it? No, they can't come get it. He sent it to them. His attitude was appeasement. So he's talking about Trump being a bully. Trump has looked for every way possible to avoid more conflict, more war. That has supposedly led to this agreement that will be signed officially Friday. It does not complete everything regarding their nuclear capability, their nuclear ambitions. It will open up the strait. But Mark Thiessen, who served as a speechwriter for George W. Bush, 43, said, when you're looking to the future, something you should keep in mind about giving Iran any money.
So a couple of things. One, we don't know the details of the deal yet. We don't know what has been agreed to. And the nuclear part is still to be negotiated. This is just an agreement to negotiate the nuclear side. So that's one problem. Another problem is that Trump's only going to be president for 2.5 years.
Yes.
And at some point, we could have another weak president like Barack Obama, like Joe Biden, and they're not going to comply with it. And the third problem is that the Iranian regime, thanks to all those military strikes, is on its back. And a deal, even a good deal, helps them get up. Because, I mean, right now, we're opening up the strait, we're lifting the blockade. That's billions of dollars going into the Iranian regime's coffers without them having done anything.
Yeah.
And then apparently we're going to give them, sanctions relief and reconstruction based on performance. But that means that we're going to be giving them a lifeline to revive their regime after we had decimated it. That is a huge problem because the Iranians may comply for a short period of time, but then we're going to have a weak American president and they're going to have gotten the money.
Yep.
And then there's talk of a reconstruction fund of hundreds of billions of dollars. They'll be like doing a Marshall Plan for Germany while the Nazis were still in power.
No, we didn't. We didn't send money into the Nazis while they were still in power. President Trump is saying the oil prices will plummet and he might not attend the signing ceremony Friday. But again, the oil prices are coming down. They will probably continue to slide down. I don't know if the word plummet would actually apply, but we'll watch that. Coming up, what you feared about COVID and vaccines might well be true.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, 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 bass.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
This is one of my biggest priorities. When I got in, we made the Homeless Fraud and Corruption Task Force. And we said we're going to look for every dollar because agencies like LASA, they're unable to account for it. They can't tell you where the money went. So within a matter of months, we found out a lot of money was stolen. We've charged almost $100 million in fraud. There's a guy, Mr. Sufer. He was supposed to be responsible for housing 300 homeless people. He used the money to buy a home in Westwood and a home in Greece and to vacation at the Four Seasons. People are stealing the money, and agencies like LASA are supposed to provide the oversight to make sure that doesn't happen. But everyone's making so much money off this, they don't care. The gravy train just keeps coming.
The gravy train keeps coming because no one was even trying to stop it. That was in California. The assistant to the U.S. Attorney of California. He's talking about the fraud all connected to trying to solve, supposedly, solving homelessness in Los Angeles. Karen Bass country. And they're going to maybe re-elect her to serve as mayor again because now she's saying, oh, I can take care of the homeless issue. I can resolve all that. You had 4 years to do it. It has only gotten worse. And whatever you tried to do, you certainly were not shutting down the fraud. 100 million dollars in fraud documented so far in California regarding homelessness. And as you heard the assistant to the U.S. attorney point out, one guy even bought himself a house in Greece and always staying at the Four Seasons Hotel. That really helped the homeless, didn't it? This is from the leftist progressives who claim they care about you. This is going back to Bill Clinton. Do you remember that time when he was addressing a group during a debate and a woman started talking about how bad it was here, what she was facing and things going on? And his answer was, I feel your pain. I feel your pain. I do. No, he didn't. He's never felt anyone's pain except what maybe Hillary inflicted. And I'm sure there's still welt marks. That left a mark, especially when she did not win the White House, when she stood beside him after the Monica Lewinsky event. The fraud has been out there and it continues. And then you look at, we talked about this numerous times before, these NGOs, these non-government profit organizations that supposedly were set up to help those in need. Non-government organizations, pretty well free of government control and intervention. And you give them that and you give them the money, they're going to run wild with it. Interior Secretary Burgum.
continuing the work that we started last year right after we stepped in at the beginning of President Trump's administration. What we were left, like virtually every cabinet agency, was a complete mess from the Biden administration. And of course, even from the time that President Trump was elected to the time that Joe Biden had his last day in office, there was record amounts of grants flowing out the door. We looked at those last year. There were some organizations that received grants from the Department of Interior where we were 100% of their revenue. We were 100% of their revenue. So they really weren't a nonprofit. They were an organization created to receive money, or they actually just, we were the majority. And then they would pay their CEO $450,000. They'd pay lobbyists. They had people working for them were getting paid more than anybody inside the Department of Interior. And then they would do things like lobby us for more grants, or in many cases, they would hire lawyers to sue us to stop the administration's priorities.
So, did you see or hear anything there that indicated that the government was watching the money, much less shipping it out to all those NGOs that were operating in the dark? Actually, it wasn't even the dark. They were doing it in plain daylight because they knew no one in the Obama administration was going to stop them, nor the Biden administration. Well, one thing we saw during the Trump administration, how the left legacy media was organized, and it ramped up again when Biden came in, making sure that if you're not going to get the vax, if you're not going to get the vaccine, we're going to come after you. And they even worked with social media companies. They admitted it and would ostracize people and knock them off their Facebook accounts and everything else because maybe they were talking about something that no one should be talking about, that maybe the vax doesn't work. I have fears. I have concerns. You're not allowed to say that. That was a true show of a fascist state. Shut down the flow of information. Shut down the American people saying anything that you don't like. They want to talk about ivermectin? Not on this social platform. They're not going to. Well, I'm looking at a piece that they're dealing with a new FDA data mining report. This is apparently all coming from Senator Ron Johnson's Senate investigation, his majority staff interim report involving the FDA, the March 2021 analysis by one doctor that was showing that there was masking in the standard FDA system, where signals from Pfizer and Moderna canceled each other out, meaning they basically lied and hid the effects from the public. Any side effects? Hide it. It's all 100% safe and effective. But this Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, VAERS, along with the FDA, looking for adverse reactions to the vaccines and other antiviral treatments. Now, a lot of this information is a little hard to understand. I'm not a scientist, don't claim to be one. So I'm taking the word of what they have presented as to what they found. The FDA reaffirming recognized links to rare side effects, including myocarditis. We had many cases of that, especially with children that suddenly had an enlarged heart. That's considered myocarditis. And they acknowledge it did happen primarily in younger populations, but claimed it was still rare. But if it's your child, that's not rare. That's very direct, affecting your family. And they acknowledge, aside from those rare serious events, the COVID-19 vaccines would leave general side effects. Maybe you experience these. The frequent non-serious reactions documented included fatigue, headache, dizziness, nausea, maybe pain at the site of the injection. Now, you know during that time, if you made any mention of that on your Facebook, or any other social media platform, they were immediately shutting it down. And in fact, our government admitted meeting with the leaders of Google and Facebook. What else can we do to control this? Let us help you stand over here and shut this one down and shut that down. They were working hand in glove to shut down information. Probably some information they shut down and wasn't really worth shutting down. But they did not want anything going out that contradicted what they were saying. Follow the science. You remember that mantra? Follow the science. And Dr. Fauci saying, I am Mr. Science. And since admitting all that idea of six paces apart that we had plastered on the wall or the floors of various stores, we just kind of made that up. There was no scientific evidence that 6 foot difference would make any difference to you getting the vaccine or getting COVID, I should say. And then when you got the vaccine, you were told it would do everything. It would stop everything. No, no, it won't. You may have to have more shots. Some of the other data selected through COVID-19 treatments included diarrhea, altered taste. I know several people to this day say, things just don't taste right to me anymore. Or in some cases say they have lost all sense of taste or smell. There have been a lot of scrutiny about these data mining reports and what was being held back. Some studies were withdrawn. That would be several FDA-backed, taxpayer-funded studies aimed to analyze vaccine outcomes and maybe demonstrate the safety of the vaccines. They were blocked or withdrawn from medical journals prior to publication by Health and Human Services officials. Internal reporting limits. Internal documents, congressional reports revealing the FDA and the CDC reduced the distribution of raw weekly data mining outputs because they didn't want the public to see them and maybe misinterpret them because, after all, we're stupid. We don't know. I would assume our dear and fellow host, Dr. Randy Tober, would have been one of those that you're too stupid to understand it, so we're going to keep it from you. Pfizer and Moderna sending signals to cancel out any concerns, insisting it's 100% safe and effective. When they knew it wasn't, there's indications of, as we said, especially with children, myocarditis. How many young people had a stroke? And young adults? Bell's palsy, apparently linked to it. An ear issue. Various spasms. Dementia. Cardiac problems, if not death, blood pressure changes, pulmonary issues. I'm just going through some of these. Asymptomatic, as apparently described by Pfizer, that a lot of folks were just kind of feeling that they might have it. They didn't really have any issue. Follow the scientist led some people to their grave. Make no mistake about it. All right, I got a couple more things to share with you before we wrap up this hour, including another effort, a Democrat candidate pledging to pursue a third impeachment against Trump. He thinks that will get him elected. He is a stupid toad. I'll tell you who he is, but first, going back to what we think we might have accomplished in the Iran deal so far.
This is going to be in terms of any unfrozen assets or sanctions relief what's called pay for performance. There will not be upfront cash, so to speak, that we saw in the Obama deal and the JCPOA with literally pallets of cash because the Iranian banking system was dysfunctional being flown in. So that's an important difference. And then secondarily, this is all about verification. And there were huge gaps in the JCPOA and the Obama nuclear deal in terms of actually verifying what we know the Iranians have tended to cheat on in the past. There were not any time, anywhere inspections of their facilities. The Iranians could delay things. They could choose which list of inspectors they accepted or not. And most importantly, the Iranians could classify sites as military sites that were then off limits. That's like having, a criminal on parole telling the parole officer, you can't check this bedroom or that bedroom, or you can only check the trunk of my car, and I'll dictate to you when you could come.
Yeah, we're going to have to verify before we release any money. That is our U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Michael Walls. In the meantime, things that are happening that are still shaking this deal before it is actually signed Friday, if it is. Israel is refusing to leave Lebanon, despite that is apparently part of the U.S.-Iran deal. Israel is inside Lebanon now, still looking for Hezbollah. They're not leaving, apparently. And now the Iranian media is claiming, Tehran is going to impose fees on any ships going through the Strait of Hormuz. And that is part of the U.S. deal. President Trump said there will be no fees charged, and we all know that's international waters they're trying to do that on. Everything I just listed for you then is still up in the air. And here's something you can count on. Any Democrat thinks they can pick up extra votes by going after Donald Trump. George Conway is a Democrat House candidate in a deep blue district in central Manhattan. He says, if elected, I will again put Donald Trump in through an impeachment. He was previously married to former Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway. I don't know how they were married, but they were for 2 decades. They got divorced in 2023. He is a toad. Join us tomorrow. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.